on there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Can you imagine the place where all the trials and tribulations of the world?
Okay, just stand back.
Don't exist. Right now, it only exists in man's mind because the reality of it is that until the time comes for you to get there, you can only picture it. So what I want to do is try to give you a sneak preview of it. My perception. And peace felt daily. A place where your children and babies can play safely. Where people genuinely believe in being friendly. No such thing as hatred and no memory of envy. With no problems to face every morning when you awaken. You can sleep with doors wide open and nobody will break in. Where love's force field is too solid to be shaken. Where each child grows up to be great women and great men. No depression, the loneliness, and no sad moments. Full grown who've never heard of being homeless, where we manifest our gifts and no dream is too distant, and there are no hospitals because sickness is non-existent, and love perpetuates itself while no child suffers, and treatment of one another's not based around color, and you'll never hear slander come from anyone's tongue, and 100 years old is still considered young.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain. In a perfect world, no stress, no strain. In a perfect world, we would all be wise and see the whole world through God's eyes.
In a perfect world,
no war, no crime.
In a perfect world,
we would share one mind.
In a perfect world,
and all we'd see is peace and real L-O-V-E.
Nations wouldn't verbally spar with one another.
No.
Point out flaws or seek to go to war with each other. Person has a place in the purpose destined to flourish. No child is ever hurt or malnourished. Money is worthless. We learn in the most spiritually advanced schools. Everything is done God's way. No man-made rules. And poverty is no longer in man's vocabulary. Erased from human thought, recollection, or dictionary. No dream, the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. Every living being gleaming with infinite self-esteem and belief in the all-wise ruler and best planner. We walk the planet in the most harmonious manner, where those who rest in here get uncountable blessings. Total strength, trustworthy with your most prized possession. If a man gives his word, he keeps it with no deception. And a mind full of knowledge is the only loaded weapon.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain.
In a perfect world,
no stress, no strain.
In a perfect world,
we would all be wise and see the whole world through God's eyes.
In a perfect world,
no war, no crime.
In a perfect world,
we would share one mind.
In a perfect world,
and all we see is peace and real L-O-V-E.
Is this heaven or the hereafter? The geographical area post-rapture. The book of life's unclear chapter. If it's in the sky, then who derived it? Find someone who's ever died and visualized it, then return here to describe it, since none have carried out that mission. The question isn't if it's real, the question is it a place or a condition? See, heaven has a great description, but men exaggerate and create division, make up written lies and fabricate depictions. So stop imagining and understand the basics. Your placement in a heavenly state is self-created. That old statement, life is what you make it, is a true one. Your old existence, erase it and replace it with a new one. See, years of resentment left your progress restricted. New love can never move into your heart till hate is evicted. And this place that I've pictured, look inside if you're wondering where is it. You don't have to give your spirit up to visit.
In a perfect world, there would be no pain.
In a perfect world,
no stress, no strain.
In a perfect world,
we would all be wise and see
right. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder today. I greet you all, my distinguished audience and my distinguished panel, and I greet in words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, well, we're going to have some fun tonight. We have so many people on the line, and I am just so blessed and honored to have the artists that I have tonight. And we have people that are calling in already, and I see some people out there that I already know. So I want to tell y'all thank you for tuning in and listening. And let me just allow my panelists to come down front and center and introduce themselves. And since we only have one beautiful queen with us tonight, we're going to allow her to go first. So, Sister Imani, please come down front and center, Sister. Introduce yourself and tell us just a little bit about you.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Imani Muhammad. I was born in Haiti, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and right now I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm just so blessed that Allah is allowing me to be able to touch others with my music and with my other artistic gifts, and I'm honored to be on this show with other artists that I've been blessed with just by listening to their material online. So thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am, and know that the honor is ours. And then we have a young man here that I just actually heard his music for the first time today, and I was so taken aback. I said, oh, you have to be on the show. So, Brother Lamont Muhammad, come down front and center, so to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit of something about you.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Brother Lamont Muhammad. I go by or use the label The Original Man for my music. I'm a hip-hop artist. Grew up in the Bay Area, California, but now I reside in Waterloo, Iowa, in the Midwest, and I have a few projects out. Maybe I'll be able to share with you later what they are, and, yeah, just trying to touch you, touch everybody with my story and share my story over music and as well as what I've learned through the teachings, and hopefully that it would touch somebody in some way, in the same way the message that I received through the music touched me and taught me as a young man growing up in the Bay Area. So that's me.
All right. Thank you, Brother Lamont, and we are honored to have you with us tonight as well. And I have a brother that, you know, I don't know too much about him, but I can tell you that he writes some beautiful, beautiful poetry, and he just really has a very conscious mind, and he's going to share several pieces of spoken artistry with us tonight, spoken word, and I'm going to allow him to introduce himself, but I call him, and everybody on Facebook calls him Verbally Blessed. So, brother, front and center, soldier, come down and introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum to the panel and to all the listeners that's listening and tuned in. My name is Brother Glenn, but on Facebook and others know me as Verbally Blessed. I was born in Chicago, but I was raised in Florida, and now I am a resident of Florida. I've been doing music. Excuse me. I've been doing music for well over 18, 19 years, so it's just a part of me now. I do hip-hop music. At this moment, I don't have any music to upload to the show, to display, but I do poetry, and you're inviting me to do poetry, so that's what I'm bringing to the platform. And I thank you so much, sister, for allowing me the honor to express myself, and hopefully the words that I bring to the show will spark change in somebody that hears those words that I speak. So once again, I thank you, sister.
Oh, brother, the honor is ours. Trust me and believe me. Thank you, Brother Glenn, for joining us tonight. And we have, I must say, 1.5 returning brothers, because one brother been here before, and then the other brother, we kind of pulled him in, you know, at the last minute on one of our shows. So these are some returning family members, because I don't have guests. So, Brother DeJuan, front and center soldier, introduce yourself.
Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us something. I mean, you know, I know you've been here before, but we different people listen every week, so.
Yeah, my name is Brother DeJuan. I'm 1/2 of the Black Jaguar Collective for my brother Sham Lewis. And, you know, we've been on here the last couple of weeks promoting our mixtape, the Black Jaguar, the Revolution Tape 212-13. You know, may and assalamu alaikum to all the believers on the line right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother DeJuan. And Sham Lewis, come down here front and center, soldier. Introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum to the panel and to the people who are tuned in to the broadcast. It's a pleasure to take part in this from the very beginning. As you said, I jumped in at the tail end of the last week, so I'm glad I get to be here from the top of the show. My birth name is Shamsuddin Bilal Ibn al-Islam, which literally translates to the son of the religion and the light of the religion. So I am the other half of the Black Jaguar movement with my brother DeJuan, singer, songwriter, entertainer, performer. And it's just a pleasure, you know, to be a part of this show today. Born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. Got to shout out my hometown. But I do live in Las Vegas currently.
Yes, sir. And we are honored to have you and Brother DeJuan, brothers, doing their thing on here together. So that's an honor in itself. Okay, so before we get started, you know, I want to ask all of you just one question, because recently, you know, I really try to avoid television, but, you know, the gun violence, and, you know, it's taking babies in the cribs now, and I know that you all are artists, but when you know, you're young people, and so, you know, when you're out there and you're trying to promote a conscious message and try to do positive music, I want to know from where you are in the country, what are you seeing as it relates to gun violence, and how do you think, if any way possible, your music, whatever you do, your singing, your poetry, whatever, is there anything that you think you can do in your community to just kind of turn that situation around? We are losing our young people so rapidly. So I'm going to start with Sister Imani.
Well, like I was, the fact that I guess I went through three different areas, being born in Haiti, believe it or not, even though I left Haiti at 6 years old, I actually got to witness gun violence in Haiti, because, you know, they always had a lot of political wars going on, and I clearly have a memory of seeing somebody get shot across the street because there was just shooting all over the street. And then I moved to Brooklyn, New York. So you know how that goes. I had brothers, and I've watched them lose friends. In fact, I just lost a cousin in Brooklyn, New York, who got shot by one of his peers. And that was just last year. And then I had some of my brothers deal with gangs and end up getting shot, going to jail, all that. And then I move out here to Phoenix, Arizona, and gun laws are very lenient here. Almost anybody could own a gun. And basically to hear there's shootings going on in the schools. So when I hear about the violence that's happening, and I have a son myself, he's 11 years old, so I really sometimes get really concerned, and I want to be a part of the change. I said, how can I be a part of the change to make this world better for my son, for my husband, and for my brothers? So when I think about that, and sometimes I, you know, get really emotional, I express it through music. And I think that with my music, if I'm able to touch someone's heart with it, and with the lyrics they can relate to it or even understand exactly what it is that's happening and be a little bit more conscious about it, maybe that would encourage them to do something. So that's how I feel I can be of influence in that area.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you so much, and that was beautifully said. Okay, come on, Brother Lamont, talk to us. What's going on in Iowa?
In Iowa, this town I live in, is Waterloo. It's a town where most of the black people reside in Iowa. It's kind of segregated already in terms of, like, black people on one side of town, and then you have more of the well-to-do on the other side of town. Here on the east side where I stay, they have over the past, I think they have at least, like, in this past couple years or so, you know, a couple unsolved. Like, the murders that have taken place have been through gun violence, but they have been unsolved murders, which is strange for such a small area, you know. So everything that you got going on in bigger cities like Chicago and Brooklyn, you got it going on a smaller scale here. You know, the gangs you got going on other places in all around the country, you have it going on here on a smaller scale. So, of course, everybody, I think, to me, a lot of people won't say, and some do say that, you know, a lot. First, I think, you know, it starts with self-love and self-hatred being one of the root reasons that we learned that would cause another, you know, brother to pick up a gun and do harm to his brother. And then other factors that come into play now, you know, gangs and drugs or so-called, you know, we call them street organizations or whatever. So with me, I also see through the music when I turn on TV or when I'm listening to the radio, you hear on almost every song, every verse that most of our people are rapping about. It's not a song you can hardly listen to that's mainstream where somebody is saying that I got this, I'm packing that, I do this, I do that, you know. And it's a lot of metaphors or, you know, similes used to describe the use of guns. And I think a lot of, and then the videos and YouTube now helping to promote that, you know, you see brothers and even sisters, you know, toting some type of weapon. And I think everybody, a lot of youth today growing up seeing that, already seeing what's going on in the environment, feeling like they need to protect themselves, is everybody believes that, okay, now I got to tote something, or even people think they got to show something just to prove themselves musically or as a man, or that I'm tough or I'm hard or whatever like that, or in that case. So, you know, what I try to do is just through my music, you know, speak out against that without condemning, but showing that, you know, you don't have to, that's not how you have to portray yourself musically. Like, you can be hard and still be hard by just standing on what you believe in, being solid in what you believe, you know, without having to give that image or have to tote something in order to be hard, you know. So it's like I'm going up against that musically, or I'm trying to come give a message through my music that, look, in order to be hard, being hard is just being a man, being hard is being a woman, being hard is getting out here every day fighting for something that's bigger than yourself, you know. Showing that hard is not just, like I said, tote guns or gunning your brother down. So it's a constant struggle, though. So, but yeah.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Lamont. All right, and Brother Glenn.
Yes,
what part of the country are you in? You're in Florida. So what's going on with gunplay down there? What's happening?
Well, you know, I'm in Pensacola, Florida, and it's really more like a retirement home or a retirement place. But I can see the escalating of guns and the violence. It's like being a shooting every day here. Somebody's dying every day or every other day here now. The way I look at it, I know I embrace the words that the minister said when we have to be the change that we want to see, that we have to be that change. And in the scripture it says that, you know, God said his people don't die because of, we die because of ignorance. We don't die because of guns and disease and gangs and all that stuff. It's because of ignorance. So when I do write or when I do my music, I'm always, you know, conscious of what I write. I'm always trying to speak black love because it's self-hate that's causing us to act the way we do. It has to be self-hate when you can just, with no conscience in mind, just go up to your brother and just pull the trigger without any regret, you know, any just nothing, and just pull the trigger. You know, it's that self-hate that has to be destroyed. And that's only through knowledge and the wisdom and understanding. So when I do my music and when I write and when I come in contact with people, I'm always promoting self-love. And I'm always trying to be that what I speak. So for me, it's to be an example of what I want to see. And that's what you'll see with me wherever I'm at, whether it's through my music, whether I'm out in the public. That's just me. That's just my life. I'm always trying to be an example of what I want to see. And it's only knowledge and wisdom and understanding that's going to get us from where we are today.
Yes, sir, and that was beautiful, Brother Glenn, and thank you for that. All right, my brother DeJuan, you from my hometown, so what's going on in L.A.? Do I want to know?
Yeah, you know, there ain't nothing changed. You know, your brother's killing each other for sport out here. But as just the time we live in, and we live, you know, people my age, you know, my generation, they're not afraid of a revolution. They're not afraid to die. They're not afraid to kill. And the black on black crime needs to just be that soldier and these brothers out here just need to be redirected towards the proper enemy, which is like, you know, the police and stuff like that. To take it back to like where it started, you know, gangbanging came was rooted in the Black Panther Party, you know, and somewhere down the road. They start killing each other. So, but I went to jail not too long ago, and you know, when you go to jail and in LA County, you know, the first thing first, you know, you approach, you want to know where you gang bang and where you from and things like that. And I was one of those brothers in there. I was pushing Black Power, and I could tell by the response and the reaction by these different brothers that it was kind of refreshing that a brother was really about black instead of red and blue. So I think once this whole black consciousness or black power movement gets promoted in a properly fashion to the majority of our people, that, you know, it'll be easily, the revolution will happen easily. You know, it's not really a struggle. It's not really something that's far fetched. It just needs to be presented to them in a proper way. And I think music is the best way to conjure the minds of our people, because, you know, hip hop got the biggest power of influence over not only just black people, but the whole, you know, saying humanity right now. You know, so, you know, that's why we doing what we doing for the Black Jaguar, and that's why we call it the revolution type, and that's why we, you know what I'm saying, speaking upon the things that we're speaking on, because, you know, if I can change, then so can everybody else. So that's the mission.
Yes, sir. All right, Brother Sham.
Pardon me, I'm here, sister. I'm here. I got several things I'm trying to do. I'm multitasking right now. But to answer your question, I'm in Las Vegas, and you know, this is just where I reside, and I don't really have any emotional ties to Las Vegas per se. So I would like to address, you know, some of the violence that's happening in my hometown, in Chicago. Because it's really just, you know, Chicago is really getting out of control, you know. And I have two nephews, one is 18 and one is 12. And, you know, my other nephew is 14. But I fear for them, you know. And my nephews are good kids, and the violence is so rampant in Chicago that it's, you know, I mean, you could be sitting in your house, you know, and get shot, you know what I'm saying? That's just how crazy it is out there. You don't even have to be outside. So, but I, you know, this is what I grew up seeing. You know, I grew up seeing gun violence and gang violence. You know, even even in my own home, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my sister had a boyfriend, and he got shot up in our house, you know what I'm saying? And this is the kind of stuff that I came up witnessing, and it's difficult, you know, to... I'm sorry. It's difficult to, you know, to grow up and see that kind of stuff because it kind of makes you numb to the world, you know, and what's really going on. It kind of makes you numb to all of this violence that you see because it's so normal. You know what I'm saying? Something so abnormal has become normal. So, you know, the mentality of my people in Chicago, you know, while my people are, you know, we have minds to think for ourselves, we're really a product of our environment, you know, and it's unfortunate that, you know, that black people are subjugated, you know, the way we are, you know, but it's really a lack of knowledge of self, and because we don't know who we are and where we came from and what our worth is, you know, we look at our brother and our sister as not valuable, and there are forces that reinforce that mentality, that way of thinking, you know, and through the music and through television and radio and you know, and that kind of thing. And, you know, the only thing that I can say, you know, for what I think the solution is to, you have to be the change that you want to see, you know. So, you know, with the Black Jaguar movement, it's really about leading by example, you know, in whatever way you can. And the way that we're able to do that is to put it to a nice beat and write a song about it, you know. And not only that, but it's not just a music thing, it's also a way of life, you know. And when you come into the life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, it has a way of restructuring your frame of mind, you know. And you know, I think if you can make those teachings sound cool, people will listen, you know. And we've been getting a really, really good response with the Black Jaguar Project. And, you know, I mean, my goal, you know, currently is to just continue to put music together, catalog music, and to continue to walk the walk and not just talk the talk, you know. And when an opportunity comes to do it on a larger scale, you know, then we're going to seize that opportunity. So, it's really sad, you know, what's going on in Chicago, even with the little girl that got shot up. You know, that's how you know the mind, the conscious mind of our people is we're at a dead level. And it's time for us to wake up, and, you know, it's happening slowly. But, you know, it needs to happen at a more rapid pace. But that's really all I can say about it.
Okay, and thank you for that, Brother Sam. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Some feedback. So if you have your computers on, please mute them. If you're talking on speakerphone, sometimes that gives us feedback, too. I want to remind the listening audience that if you have a question, please press 1 on your dial pad if you want to talk to any of the artists. For those of you who are in the chat room, please type in your question, and I will ask it on your behalf. Okay, so now before we get to the music, I'm going to ask Brother Glenn, better known as Brother Verbally Blessed, can you bless us with some spoken words, sir?
Yeah, I sure can, sister. I got a piece that I wanted to do that involved this friend of mine, her singing it, but I'm going to sing it myself.
Oh, okay.
It's a shock to me, too, but... I mean, so just bear with me.
Okay.
So, I'm not a singer.
Do your thing, brother. You at home. Do your thing.
All right. This piece is called Victory.
Okay.
All right. It says, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind. victory today is mine. Yeah. They tried to restrict me and deny me victory, but I'm a reflection of hopes and dreams, a sign of what they don't want us to become. But I escaped. I broke the chains of regained self and only became a threat when fear no longer restrained me. And when I spoke against the source of our pain, that's when I became Malcolm, Dr. King, Farrakhan, Huey P. Newton, Marcus Garvey, Tupac, Harriet Tubman, Elijah Muhammad, and all those who did the same. It's impossible to refrain when your eyes exchange truthful communication with your brain, and the illusion no longer exists that once existed, unconstricted, non-existent, the need to want to fit, but burdened by the desire and need to get up and get out and do something. I mean, it's in me to do something. It's in my DNA to do something, but not just anything. It's purpose behind my aim, and I aim with the precision of a sharpshooter, whether it be from close range or from afar. My aim is to destroy my target. Don't care if I'm targeted. I know my purpose, and I know the value of knowledge. And knowledge yourself is the greatest gift you could ever open. They was hoping I stayed broken and stayed choking on them candy-coated, thought-provoking dreams given through schemes from an arch-deceiver, a non-believer, a non-native inhabited against peace, love, freedom, justice, equality, and the sovereignty of a nation on the rise. I was blessed to see past the disguise and allowed to verbalize my understanding, my thoughts, my expressions, my highs, my lows, my conviction and commitment, my love, my hate, my hopes and dreams, my desires to be and my failed attempts. So in my journey of struggle and stress, I came to deny that old world and gave birth to Verbally Blessed. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
You know what?
Amen.
I ain't going to lie. When you first started singing, I didn't know what you was going to do.
Well, see, that's the point. That's why I'm kind of, yeah, it was supposed to be somebody singing that for me, but, you know, sometimes you have to improvise it. That's what
yeah, but we got it now. You know, we got it now. But I'm saying when you stopped singing, I was like, okay, is that what he was going to do? And, oh, man, I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't. I mean, that spoken word was awesome. So come on, panel. Y'all show our brother some love.
Amen.
What y'all think about that? Brother Lamont, what you think about that spoken word?
Like that. I like it. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All praise to God.
All right,
all
Sam and Dewan.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Y'all like that piece?
That brother know that was called.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a really moving piece, you know. And it's that's the mentality. Basically, the Black Jaguars, you know, it's just go to work. So I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. Thank
yes,
you.
Sir. Okay. Sister Monty, what do you think about that piece?
I really enjoyed it. It was very touching, very personal. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, it was. Brother Glenn, that was absolutely awesome. I'm telling you, I wasn't expecting that. That was absolutely off the hook. Okay, now we're going to go to our first musical artist. And like I said, we only have one queen in the house tonight, so Sister Imani.
Hey, how are you?
Hey. You know, we just got through talking about gun violence, and
you wrote
a song, or you sing a song, I don't know if you wrote it or not, called
Turn
Away.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And I had an opportunity to listen to most of it today. I had so much music to pre-screen, but first of all, I want to say that your voice, sister, is so unique, and these songs that you sent me are so well mastered, and I'm like, I thought I had went and bought a CD. You know, you really, really put your work into this. So tell us about Turn Away.
Well, basically, well, my gosh, when the Trayvon Martin incident happened last year, and it was around Sabres Day last year, mind you, it really hit me. In fact, I couldn't stop myself from getting emotional about it, to the point where, you know, my husband was really concerned. He was like, are you okay, you know? And he was praying for me, and he felt, you know, I really was taking it personal. And I realized just as we're speaking right now about the violence, it's very difficult not to take these things personal. So what happened is I spoke to my mother-in-law about it, and she said, why don't you just, you know, do whatever you do to heal. So then I ended up writing a song, and that's how this song came about. So it really just talks about how when we see this violence, we got to consider this could be my brother, this could be my son, this could be my husband, this could actually be one of the men that I love. So that's the whole heart behind the music.
Okay. Well, here we go. We're going to listen to Turn Away.
He's my son. He is my brother. I hear him crying, calling out for help. How could I turn away? Died its way. What an injustice. No, I can't turn away. I hear them crying. I can't turn away. Why are they dying?
You can hear it no matter where you go on the planet. You know, if you're in a grocery store, on the elevator, in the hotel, you know, or on the radio, you know, you're gonna hear that song somewhere. So, you know, praise be to Allah.
Amen. All praise
be to Allah. All right, Brother Cham.
Yes, I was just listening to. Because I'm a vocalist as well, I was listening to the content as well as the quality
And I have to say that the emotion was definitely captured in the song, vocally as well as the content. You know what I'm saying? And that's really important for a singer to be able to, you know, put the emotional energy into the music so people can not just hear it but they can feel it, you know, on a spiritual level. And that's where I was. I could feel it on a spiritual level. It was a really touching song, and you know, just quite frankly, we need more music like it. You know, it's great, phenomenal song, phenomenal job on the performance part of it. Great song, sister. I love that song.
Oh, okay, Brother Lamont, what you thinking? What you thinking?
I think everybody said it. I really felt it. Like, I saw her emotion coming through her voice. She has a beautiful voice. Sounds very dignified, and she lets you know she can't turn away, you know, and definitely a beautiful message from a beautiful voice. So I really felt that.
And Brother Glenn.
Yeah, the music was beautiful. Her voice was very soothing. The song and the music was heartfelt, and I've already placed her voice on some of my music.
Hey, you know we known for getting collaborations done. We already got Brother Benson and Problem 13 done. So we getting ready for our Godfather tour. So all praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. A wonderful song.
It was.
Yeah, I wrote it in tears. So if you guys felt the emotion, it's because I guess it came as I was crying. So I'm grateful to Allah that I was able to even express it, and it helped me heal. So that really, it helped me feel a little bit better about the situation, but it also made me get up and start doing things. So
all praises due to Allah, Queen. We thank you for that. We thank you. And Brother Lamont, hold on. We're going to get to your song. But we had someone that just inundated me with some music. And so I want to make sure I get some of his music on. And I want to ask him about some of these songs. I didn't get a chance to listen to all of them, so I'm going to choose them like by title, like the ones I like the most. And so, Brother Sham Lewis, I'm going to ask you about Love You More. What is that about?
Love You More. Love You More is a song that I wrote this song a long time ago, but I actually just released it last year. The song is probably 8 or 9 years old. And what my attempt in the songwriting process with that was to try to capture the emotional aspect of loving a person and not necessarily describing it in a physical kind of sense. So in my head, it was more like a piece of poetry than it was, you know, a song. The song, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't believe that it was inspired by any particular woman in my life at the time. I think it was just, you know, I'm able to draw inspiration from other people's situations as well as situations that are close to me. So, you know, I think that was one of those type of experiences where it was really just, you know, something, you know, third party, and I saw something and I wanted to try to capture that emotion in a song. And this is actually the third version of the song. This song actually started as a hip-hop tune, and it turned into a full-out production with horns and the whole nine. So that song transformed a lot over the years. And it's one of my personal favorite songs of mine. And most people who hear it, who've heard my album, it was one of their favorite songs from the album. So, you know, that's the story of that song in particular.
All right, so here we go. We Love You More by Mr. Sham Lewis.
Thank you. my cloudy days. Don't get me so down anymore. My soul is at ease like a cool summer breeze when we've taken a walk on the beach. Or maybe I'm dreaming, 'cause these things just don't happen to me. It's like I won the lottery with this one. I had all the odds against me. One in a million. But the love that I found was a real one. She made my heart skip a beat. Let me know when you feel one. Like the stars in the sky, your love gets me high. Girl, you've opened my eyes to the possibility. Forever, you and me. It's like we were meant to be. You're the girl in my dreams. 'Cause you've got me sweating and shaking from our love. It's like music to me. I'm an L-O-V-E. You make me wanna love you more.
Praises due to Allah.
Yes, sir. And Sister Amani, being a vocalist, what do you think about Brother Sham's song?
Amazing. I totally love the harmony because I love harmony, basically. Anytime I listen to music, I look for it. And it's just absolutely amazing, tight, the music just keeps you going. That's what I love about it. It draws you in from the first note, and it just keeps you going. Keeps you going until the end. You're still bobbing your head and thinking, oh, it's done. Okay. So it was really amazing. I totally enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
I did too. And I don't care what, I know he said he wasn't thinking about no particular woman at the time, but I was thinking about a particular man at the time. Brought back the memories, brother. Thank you very much. Yeah, okay. Brother, now I'm going to ask your brother, you know, because I know brothers, you know, he probably done heard it 50,000 times, but Brother DeJuan, what you think about your brother Tom?
You know, we're living in these last days, ain't no making no mistake about it. You got to let your light shine. Don't be fake about it. That's my favorite R&B singer. If I knew how to sing, I would sing just like him.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Brother DeJuan. Brother Lamont, what you think about that jam?
Man, that was nice. I could listen to that. I could listen to that type of music all day. I need the rest of that. So, you know,
yes.
I like
yes,
that.
Sir.
Well, you can always get with Brother Sam, and
yeah.
Y'all can communicate in the Facebook group, Young, Gifted, and Black, just like the title of the show. Y'all, that's where all our collaborations and communications take place, in the group, Young, Gifted, and Black on Facebook, and everyone's on the panel is in that group, so... Y'all communicate then. We don't want to give our private information over the airway, but y'all hook up. I'm looking forward to the collaboration.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. So now that we've heard from Brother Chan, we're going to go to Brother Lamont. Now, Brother Lamont.
Yes, ma'am.
Sugar. I thank you for the radio version of your song.
I know. Yeah.
No. It really wasn't. Honey, I've been around a long time. I heard a whole lot worse. So really, it was. I could have played the first one, but I went ahead, downloaded the radio version. Tell us about Too Hard.
Well, first of all, I don't, you know, curse in my music. And the reason I went that route, because I was writing, and I was at a point, you know, I've been doing the music for a couple of years now, and I put out a few projects, mixtapes or whatnot. And, you know, we represent a very small percentage of people in terms of trying to bring it the way we do, you know, teaching the way we do, poor righteous teaching. So I looked at everybody that, like I was saying earlier, that I hear on the radio, that I see on TV, and everybody is just too hard, you know. So everybody is too hard for themselves, you know. You see a lot of rappers in the industry who wait till they get in the industry, and now they, you know, they bang, they this, they that, you know. Or people, it's like you gotta be a certain caliber or in a certain group, had a certain rap sheet or whatever the case may be, to consider yourself hard. But I see people doing it when they get up at that level, and then they start catching cases, but, you know, they don't start from the ground up like that, you know. So I was just like, man, the people who are trying to bring it different, go against the grain, like, you got to be hard to go against the grain of the machine, you know, of what the majority is doing. You know, you can either jump on the bandwagon and say, okay, I'm going to do it the same way everybody else do it, or you can be original, go against the grain. And I figured for myself, like, man, I'm too hard for all this plastic, you know, that everybody is portraying, you know. And then I thought back to my roots, the Bay Area and whatnot, and we had a brother that was out there, his name was Mac Dre at the time. He had a song when I was growing up, he had a song, you know, I'm too hard for the radio, you know. So I grew up on that, but I was writing already, and then I thought to that, and I was like, well, I'm going to put my own spin on it, but I brought it my own way, you know. So I said, I'm too hard for the radio waves, you know, so hard for what radio plays, too anonymous to get that laudable praise, but too autonomous to be an audio slave, you know. So I brought it like that, you know, to say, look, y'all think y'all too hard. Really, we too hard, you know. I'm too hard. Whoever rocking this way, we too hard for this, man. That's why they won't play it. So that's how that came about. And I had a brother who put the beat to it, and we went for there. We put the video together, and we just dropped the video on March 12th, which was my birthday. So, yeah, that's how Too Hard came about.
I really enjoyed the video as well. I sure did. Okay, all right, here we go.
That's my first time cursing on here, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
They won't even hear. They won't even miss
okay.
it. Trust me.
Edit it out.
Okay, here we go. We're Too Hard.
For
my brother Lamont.
Smack on. I'm thinking back to what feels like a day ago when I heard Max Ray say I'm too hard for the radio. I feel the same today though. So influential, spitting over California, living instrumentals, write some rhymes in my paper in. If you're rhyming for $1, then you pay for 10. And this MC is light as a rock. The metaphor phrase is explaining how heavy the young man's brain is. Studious phrases laid over beats so stupid they brainless, insane as arrangements of jewels. Flew overhead to vain a fool, but the wise and the fool can't explain them. Or what who trained them by chewing after he's doing schooling. A ward of the Satan court rulers, a group from the ruins, a petal blooming out of concrete. Who was the most brutal to you? That's why I'm too hard for the radio waves. Too hard for what radio pays. Too anonymous to get that audible praise. But you were trying to make to be the audio slave, huh? I'm too hard for it. I'm too light as a rock. I'm too solid for it. I'm too black, hip hop, too God for it. We're too out of this world to get acknowledged for it. Let knowledge reign supreme and then make wisdom is queen. Wed them in wealth and give birth to power. And let my words shower through the air currents. Tell them I converse it. Sound waves surfing. Traveling through a wire prayer's not perverted. A signal's distorted. Before it hits your mental, then you don't get the info to the simple. I report it in the AM, scanning through the FM, satellite XM. I'll say FM frequency. Say FM frequency. Dying flat lines, these simulators. Put your rap lines to the simulator. Put the speakers on your chest like defibrillators. Until it blows a circuit breaker and circuits break up. From a surge of rhythm, pumping megahertz through your nervous system. Merging percussion, now your nerves twitching. Now your nerves twitching. And when the words hit them, they say, I'm too hard for the radio waves. Too hard for what radio plays. Too anonymous to get that audible praise, but too autonomous to be an audio slave. I'm too hard for it. I'm too light as a rock. I'm too solid for it. I'm too black, hip hop, too God for it. But too out of this world to get acknowledged for it. Hip-hop was a nation. I give my DJ that presidential nomination. Like the God MC, yeah, he is on that paid-in. Full tape that I have playing in my residential exhaust and basin. At the inauguration, I have every beast sit as the elder statesman. Let the record speak with a scratch as the placement. Broadcast live, no automation. All across the states on all stations. The flag will be a turntable. And a mic sit smoking with a burnt cable. And there'll be no industry cause we burn labels. And call the entities of vices of division. The religion would be lyricism. The citizens will give the pledge when they hear the rhythm. Let it hit you, a nation under rhyme. And God indivisible, and lyrical justice for all individuals. That's why.
Brother Lamont, I used your song today for my workout.
Oh, yeah. Just rocking it.
That is so much high energy, and I love the dancers in your video. And so do you have any other music that you're coming up with soon that you're going to release for us to play?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to release some at a time. I'm going to release a video and a song. You know, we're working on it. But I do have other music that you can go get. And that's at theoriginalman.bandcamp.com. You know, I have different projects that I've put out. So there's other music and other videos as well. This year, like I said, that's the first video that I dropped at Too Hard in the first song. And I have some other ones that's going to come on the heels of that. So just kind of just keep hitting everybody over the head with new music and a new sound. Still putting a message in it, but still trying to keep it rocking at the same time, you know. So.
Yes, sir. You was keeping it rocking. Brother DeJuan, what you think about that jam?
I'm feeling that. I feel the vibe. Remind me of that Run DMC type thing.
Yeah, we try to take it back to the chef, though. Go ahead.
Take it back to the golden age.
You're too young to know anything about Run DMC. You too young for that.
I be doing my homework.
Yeah, you know, you gotta study it. You gotta study it.
All right, Brother Sam, what you think?
The only thing I could say, that was too hard. You know what I'm saying? The brother, that was the right name for the song. And I was actually thinking that. See, me and my brother, we'd be on the same wavelength. You know, I was actually thinking it kind of sounded like some Run DMC, like, and it's funny that he said that because it was what it took me back to that era. So it's actually good to see, you know, the music being taken back to its true essence and not, you know what I'm saying, not all of this, you know, auto-tuning and, you know, because you even got all rappers trying to sing these days. So it was refreshing, and, you know what I'm saying, obviously the content is uplifting and, you know, great job. You know, I want to see the video.
Yeah.
And, you know, you really have to listen to this off of Blog Talk, because Blog Talk, they lied and said that they were fixing their audio, so you don't get the best sound quality. But when you listen to it on your computer, I mean, the sound quality really, really enhances all of the music. So what I would like for all my artists to do is, you know, give us a link to your songs that, you know, that you have available for listening, and drop them in Young, Gifted, and Black so each other, you all can share each other's music. Okay, and we're going to go to another artist, but right now we have a question from the audience. So area code 314, your mic is live. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Kareem.
Wa alaikum salam. And in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, I just want to say everything I've heard has been par excellence. You know, I mean, it's right on point. I mean, this is music. You know, this is music, not make me sick. This is music. You know, and I want to encourage all the artists to continue. And yes, I do have a question. However, you know me, I'm gonna preamble it with a little something, and just real quick, because I want to get back to some more of this music, because I'm tired to death.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. And what I'm reading comes from 2 Timothy, and it's in the third book. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
And on that note, my question is, because I've heard what everybody said as far as, you know, when you were talking about earlier gun violence and how they are able to help,
my question is from those verses that I just read, how can you see your music and your efforts, you know, by living the life, changing that type of attitude, people who have that type of deeply ingrained sickness? You know, that's my question.
All right, well, I'm going to let Brother Glenn answer first. Brother Glenn?
Yeah. For me, I think it's staying immersed in what I'm given. Change has to start, you know, with that person. I can only give what I know and what I believe and express that in the best way possible and continue to express it and stay steadfast to it. I just hope that my music and the words that I speak are able to connect with a person in such a manner that it sparks change in them, because it's not really what you say, it's how you say it. Because you can have two churches on the same street, right across the street from each other, with the same size of the churches, and the congregation of 3,000 in one church and the congregation of 5 in one, but the preachers are speaking the same word. But it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's how you deliver it to the youth. And through this music, it's a great vehicle to deliver to the youth nowadays, the message that's needed and the knowledge that's needed. You know, music is a great platform to get to the youth or to anybody. You just have to stay committed and focused on God and everything that you're doing. You have to keep that focus. You have to stay in the truth that you speak. You can't just speak it and be a hypocrite of what you say. You actually have to live that. You have to be an example of what you believe and what you speak. Because just to speak it and not live it, you held accountable for that. And when you got people following you and listening to you and looking to you for direction and guidance, if you're not giving or feeding the people or feeding the youth what you need to be feeding them, then you held accountable for that. So on that scripture that you just spoke, brother, for me, I live what I speak. I am an example of what I speak. And that's how I feel, brother.
Alhamdulillah.
Does anybody else want to answer Brother Kareem's question?
I would like to say a quick thing on that. I know that the music is not enough, so that's why I'm glad that the panel and the brother is also mentioning that our lives are very important as well, because as we hold up the standard, we got to know that people are looking at us, and we don't want our lives to be a distraction. We would rather our lives, you know, be a partner with our art, and that way it speaks the message louder and a little bit clearer. And the second thing I would like to say is that it is through music that a lot of change has happened in the way our society is right now, because for some reason, if you watch how the generations have changed, you will see a change with the music. So there is a very strong link with music and the way our youth are receiving messages and learning what's okay, what's accepted, and choosing to decide what to do, basically. It's very subliminal. It's like they don't even realize that, but it's heavily influencing them. So if we, who are conscious, can tap into the music and be able to send a better message, hopefully that would get to them and we will see some change.
Okay. Does anybody else want to say anything?
It just has to be carried out in every faction of your life. This is Brother Glenn again. I mean, it's music. I mean, music is just such a great tool used, but it has to be in every faction of your life that you or expose the knowledge and truth to whoever you encounter, whether it's through music, whether you're on your job, whether you're in the public, whether you're walking down the street. Those that you come in contact with, you have to express that truth at all times. It can't just be a part-time job. It has to be full-time. You have to commit yourself to that at all times. So, yes, music is a great platform because it's everybody loves music. You know, the youth, you know, whether it be hip-hop, whether it be jazz, or whatever genre of music it is, everybody listens to music. So it is a great tool to use to get the message across. But music is not always what I'm doing throughout my day. I'm not always doing music. I'm always interacting with others wherever I'm at. So whatever I'm doing, I'm always trying to feed that knowledge and understanding to whoever I come in contact with. And I do that also by being an example of what I speak and not just speaking it.
All praise is due to Allah. Okay, Brother Kareem, did they answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, they did answer my question. I mean, that is the point. And like I said, from listening to the panel talk, you know, describe themselves, talk about you all discussing the issues at hand, and then also listening to the music, you know, that you all have shared. I mean, I can see that. I mean, it puts me in mind of one of my favorite groups, okay? And that's if you could call them a group. I think they're more of an orchestra, if you could call them that too. Or what I'm talking about is Parliament Funkadelic. When you look back at their music, particularly coming from Chocolate City on up, anybody that's conscious of the teachings knows that they were spitting Islam. It's just that it would take somebody that's aware of it to actually be able to translate it for somebody who's just listening to the beat. Whereas with the music I heard tonight, you're getting high-quality music, and at the same time, no translation is needed. You know, you're getting it pure, uncut. And I mean, I'm enjoying that because that's what we need. But like I said, yeah, they answered my question perfectly. I mean, I salute you. You know, original salute.
And thank you for your question, Brother Kareem. And you need to stick around for this one because we coming up with Brother DeJuan's song.
Oh,
excuse me. Brother DeJuan came up with a song that's called Jesus Was a Gangster. Now, you know, I can't wait to hear this.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear that. Jesus.
Man.
Now, Jesus is a gangster.
Brother DeJuan.
Right, right.
My dear,
yes, ma'am.
My dear precious little brother. Okay, Jesus was a gangster. Can you elaborate?
You know. How can I explain this in an appropriate manner?
Jesus wasn't no punk.
Like, you know, yeah, there you go. You know, Jesus was a revolutionary. Jesus wasn't whatever they portray him to be, like in that movie, The Passion of the Christ. You know, some little nice guy or something. Jesus was a revolutionary, like Elijah Muhammad and them, and you know, Farrakhan and Noble Drew Ali's and so on and so forth. You know, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, brothers like that's what Jesus did. He just did it 2,000 years ago, as the books say. Moses and them, those are all revolutionary. And I feel like a revolutionary is a real gangster. You know, and then what we consider ourselves gangsters in today's society is not a gangster. It's like a, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and call it a buster, you know, because, you know, hey, that's just my perspective on things. The song might give you a better perspective, though, so I'm going to let the song speak for it.
All right. Well, hang on to your seats, people, because this is Brother DeJuan with Jesus Was a Gangster.
I got a $250,000 contract on any involved.
architect of the ark. For 40 days and 40 nights, the world was in the dark. What is a real gangster? Guns and drugs hanging at the park. Now that ain't where the revolution started. Nah, Jesus was a gangster. You got your nerve calling yourself a Christian. Them hypocrites ain't really with the business. They ready to take it to the powers that be like Moses. Quit lying, see yourselves. You need Pinocchio's noses. Oh, it's sink or swim and I ain't sinking. Nah, stay fired up, fast moving, quick thinking. Down to the morning time when the sun rises. They say the war's in the mind and it's for the mind. You're looking at a S-O-U-L soldier. So fall in to get diagnosed bipolar. Ryan shall find whatever he seeks. And Jesus was a gangster, just like me.
Yes, sir. What you know about that gangster, gangster? Probably not a thing because of what you're seeing on that big screen. They selling you a dream in the system of things. You ain't nothing but a wankster, wankster. I'll show you a gangster. Jesus, David, Moses, the messenger, the king, and the soldier. Don't say I never told you. You know you got it for your mind, but don't be surprised.
Yes, sir.
If you run
I represent that West region, taking it straight to these heathens. Bring sunlight to the late evening, daylight saving time. Them devils dancing in my shadow, but out when eyes, Aaron and Moses to the Pharaoh, to the industry, going hard on the enemies. Righteous gangsters, call that positive energy. OD, I overdose on holy water, which is wisdom. Hallelujah, I'm smarter than the average man. Release me from aberration, was locked up. Now I'm free, salvation.
That's right.
Funny how it all starts to make sense.
Starts to make sense.
Make dollars to your spiritual.
Your spirit,
I'm
rich.
When it comes to staying on my dean, I be hustling.
I be hustling.
Up a new life. End of discussion.
End of discussion.
He shall find whatever he seeks.
Yeah.
Muhammad was a gangster, just like me.
Yeah.
What you know about that gangster, gangster? Probably not a thing because of what you're seeing on that big screen. They selling you a dream in the system of things. You ain't nothing but a wankster, wankster. I'll show you a gangster. Jesus, David, Moses, the messenger, the king, and the soldier. Don't say I never told you. You know you got it for your mind, but don't be surprised if you run out of time.
Assalamu alaikum, rahma to Allah. Muhammad is the messenger, Allahu Akbar, the creator of the moon and the sun and the stars, the birds and the bees and the man and the sharks, the land and the sea and the air that I breathe, everything in between. That's why I be on my team. It's better to have prayer than to lay me down to sleep. So I bow down, pray that he forgives me.
What you know about that gangster, gangster? Probably not a thing because of what you're seeing on that big screen. They selling you a dream in the system of things. You ain't nothing but a wankster, wankster. I'll show you a gangster. Jesus, David, Moses, the messenger, the king, and the soldier. Don't say I never told you. You know you got it for your mind, but don't be surprised if you run out of time.
Amazing. Yes, ma'am. That is amazing. Not even as bad as I thought. I thought you was gonna tell me that Jesus was, you know, busting caps on people. You know, I didn't know. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I didn't know, but
right.
That is a beautiful, beautiful song. Is your brother singing on that one as well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's Brother DeJuan and his brother Sham Lewis doing their thing. Okay. So come on, family. I don't even ask Sham what he think about the song. I already know. Lamont, what you think about the song? Jesus
Man.
Was a gangster.
I feel that. I dig that. I feel the concept. I feel Cali at its finest, though. You know, bringing that message to ride, though. So.
Praise the Lord.
Has so much swag on there, you know what I'm saying? So, but still giving that message and, you know, giving that good vibe, man. I think any brothers, wherever they at, especially in the streets, can relate to that.
Yes,
and listen to that, whatever they're doing, and get something out of it. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. Sister Imani, what you think about that song, Jesus Was a Gangster?
Completely blessed. That was, and then he included the call to prayer in there. I just, that really, really floored me. I said, now that's beautiful. That was absolutely amazing. I really, really pray that a lot of youngsters get to hear this and a lot of just general, you know, people, because it just, it was very touching, and I love that you included all the prophets in there. That is amazing.
Praise Allah.
Yes.
Praise Allah.
Yes, ma'am. And Brother Glenn, what you think about that song?
Like Jesus Was a Gangster. But you know what? That's what I call, the type of music I call bait music. You know what I mean? Because the track is banging. It got your head banging. So you wouldn't expect, you know, the knowledge that he dropped on that. You expected something hard to come out and this and that. But he dropped some knowledge, you know. So it's, to me, that's what I call bait music. You know what I'm saying? They bait you in with the beat. Because most nowadays, most people only listen to the track or to the beat. You know, eventually they'll get around to the words, but it's the beat that gets them vibing. You know, and that beat, it's like bait music. It baited you in with the beat, but then he came with that knowledge he dropped on it. So, yeah, I'm riding with that. I'm banging that.
Praise Allah.
Yeah, praise.
All right, and Brother Kareem, we still got your mic live. So now that you know that Jesus was a gangster, what you thinking?
what I think? I can only say one thing about it. That's the music that's designed to make you gyrate, motivate, and levitate. I mean, yes. That's it.
Right.
Uh-oh. Praise be to Allah.
Okay. All right. All right. So now we got a second round of music. And hey, don't forget, I don't want nobody to have no incidents or no accidents, because y'all already know what's up. The last 10 or 15 minutes of the show, depending on how much time we got, everybody has to do a freestyle. So I don't want nobody talking about they throat hurt, they got laryngitis, they phone hung up. Y'all stay put. Everybody does a freestyle at the end. So come on, Brother Glenn, a.k.a. Verbally Breath, you have some more spoken words for us?
Yeah, I can do another piece. Let me see here. Excuse me. This is called Phone Call. And it's basically speaking on today's music and the condition of today's music and its influences and trends on the minds of the youth. And it's called Phone Call. And this is how it goes. Because today's music called me and explained to me that it was just a force, and that force was neither good nor evil, and that its moral character was determined by its usage. Today's music also expressed to me that it was not calling to apologize, but calling to warn me that music can never die, but that it can destroy as well as uplift and build, and that destruction has become the image of its presence. Today's music also told me that it helps to create and influence trends and mentality, and that it was a major tool used in controlling minds and molding the thoughts of the youth. Today's music also told me that the black community was a target for self-destruction through today's music, and that it didn't become successful through this means, but dominant. Today's music spoke to me from a neutral position, not offering me a solution or showing approval or disapproval, only indicating to me that the music embedded in me is determined through my intent and what I have to offer the world and not what the world has to offer to me. Because the energy needed and used to get what the world has to offer is a reflection of today's music. And that force or energy is indicative to the mind and the spirit of the composer. Today's music said to me that we determine its effect, whether it be good or evil. And in the conclusion of his phone call, today's music stated to me that tomorrow's music was in me, and how we channel that energy is determined by today's music or tomorrow's need. And that's Verbally Blessed.
Woo! Wow! I'm just speechless because, you know, I've heard so much spoken word throughout the years. And I think a lot of people in the latter years have tried to be crafty, to try to make it sound good. But that was so full of substance and nutrition for the soul and really made, you know, you think about, you know, the music and what it has become and what it needs to become. So I'm going to go to Sham. Brother Sham, what you think about that piece about Brother Glenn?
I would have to say that what I enjoyed the most about the piece is that it wasn't poetry doesn't always have to be poetic. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to rhyme. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I was in a performance poetry group a long time, about 2003. So I'm very familiar with how, you know, poetry pieces are put together. And I think, you know, that could be considered a masterpiece in the sense that it's very knowledgeable and it's coming from, you know, it's coming from, you know, a perspective of love, not only for people but for music in general. You know what I'm saying? So, I see beyond what's on the surface, and I have an appreciation for poetry in and of itself, especially poetry like this that isn't, you know, Dr. Seuss-ish. You know what I'm saying? So that's just me.
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, Brother DeJuan.
Yes, ma'am. Just like the brother said, I'm a big fan of spoken word. I respect it and appreciate it. And when the brother can put words together like that and deliver a message at the same time with that type of passion, you know, I can't do nothing but salute it. So, original salute.
Original salute, brother.
All right, Brother Lamont.
What you want? You want me to do something or?
No, I asked you what did you think about Brother Glenn.
Oh, I'm sorry, sis. Yeah, I was feeling that again. Man, everybody's doing like is heat. So, man, definitely feeling that. So.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and Sister Imani.
Yes, I was very blessed by that. I love the way the natural flow of his deliveries. It doesn't sound like you said rehearsed or any. It just sounds straight from the heart. I really, really love his delivery. I love his messages and the way he does. I just love it. I really love the spoken word. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so now to Salmani. You wrote another song called I Love You, Lord, and I read where this song actually originated from. Will you share that with us?
Yes. It was written in honor of my mother. She passed away in 2008. And it's just, when I look at her life and see that she actually was an example of obedience to God, someone that I've seen closely, my own mother, to see her live that way and actually be on her deathbed in June of 2008 and still maintain that strength, and she wasn't afraid. And when I saw she wasn't afraid, that's when I got inspired to write the lyrics of this song, because it really expresses someone who was completely dedicated and knew that they lived a life obedient to God, so death didn't really shake her. She just, you know, had her 3 weeks, you know, notification that she was, you know, going to be going, and she just stayed strong the whole way through. So when I got a chance to sing that song to her last few days, I you know, after I wrote it, it was really touching for me. So every time I, you know, think of this song, I really think of her, and then I rededicated my life. That's when I decided to make a commitment, a real commitment, to strive to live in obedience to God. So that's how I ended up writing this song.
Okay, so here we go with I Love You, Lord by Sister Imani.
Mm-hmm. of my day, I'll praise your name, for there is no one, there's none like you, my precious Lord. When faced with trials, I'll look above. You're the author of my life. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord. I give you all the praise. Come rain, come shine. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I'll praise you all my life. I love you, Lord. You're the source of my strength.
In my darkest night, you're my guiding light.
When I'm in pain,
I'll
call your name.
You're my maker, you're my rock. I love you, Lord.
Beautiful song. That's all I can say right now. Are you playing the piano on that?
No. No, I hired somebody to replay it for me. I play the piano by ear. I never was able to learn how to play the piano, but I played it in one of my original versions, but I wanted it to be, come out, you know, superb, and he really, really hit the nail for me. I said, you really made me feel the song. So, yeah, I really am touched by that song, and I don't know. I ended up writing a play last year that ended up having all the music that I wrote, and it was called The Devil, and it really just sent a message. So the songs actually, you know, I was able to minister it and on a small scale. So I just, you know, wherever I get a chance to minister any of these songs, I will, because they're from my heart. They're really from my heart. So I thank God for that.
And we can feel that, sister. We can feel that. So, Brother Lamont, let me ask you, how did you feel about that song?
Again, I mean, every time, every from the last song to this song, you can just really feel the emotion behind her music. You know, and that's, I think that's the key thing, is when you are doing a song or a track, whatever you're feeling or whatever you're trying to express, whoever's listening to it needs to be able to feel where you are at or what you're trying to get across. I mean, when you when she say, "I thank you, Lord," I mean, you hear her, you know, and she you can tell she's in the zone or she's plugged in to where she wants to be when she is recording. So I love it.
Yes, sir. And Brother Cham, fellow vocalist, what do you think?
I think the brother just basically summed it up from the previous song to the latter. The emotion is absolutely there. I can relate on a personal level because my mom passed away when I was very young, when I was 13 years old. So, you know, knowing, you know, some of the motivation behind it, it even made it, you know, stick out a little bit more for me. So, beautiful composition, chord progression from on the piano, just a beautiful song, very beautiful song.
Okay, Brother Dewan.
That's another one of those songs like the one before where you can go, get up in the morning, go to the grocery store. They playing it in the grocery store, and you might end up going somewhere else. You know, you might get on the elevator, and they playing that same song on the elevator. Might get close to the airport, you know. They playing it through in the terminal when you're about to get on the plane. When you get off the plane, they playing it up in China, too.
I think Brother Dewan is trying to tell us he want to take a trip. Okay, we gonna send for one. We gonna send you on a trip, Brother Glenn.
Yeah, you know that your music or that song reminds me of a lost one as well. But I'm gonna tell you about me. I'm not the type of person that needs to be amped up and energized with music to work out. Your type of music and your voice, your tone is beautiful. But your type of music is the type of music I lay down to when I'm going to sleep at night. And when I'm working out and running, the type of music is the music that I listen to. So I enjoyed it immensely. I really enjoyed it. And I enjoy you, really.
Aww. And Brother Kareem, you still with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
So what do you think about Sister Imani's song?
Yeah, what do I think about her song? Her music, you know, is the type of music that I listen to when I want to put myself in focus. You know, keep my mind. It's to me, and if I were to make a comparison, to me, it's like listening to Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's the type of music that gives you balance, gives you focus.
Exactly.
You don't, like I said, it don't push you to be real active. I myself wouldn't go to sleep to it because I'm just saying this is me though. You know,
yeah.
the intonations, if I'm using the correct terminology, okay, I may not be, but I make up words all the time. But I'm saying the intonations put me in a high spirit, if you will. You know, I mean, like I say, for me, it is the word beautiful is not sufficient. And that's what I have to say about it.
All right. Okay, listen, we got about 22 more minutes, and I want to get some more songs on. And so I'm going to shoot to my beloved brother, Sham, and I think I'm going to pick Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. All About You. Brother Sham, All About You. Is this song all about you?
Well, the song is most certainly not all about me. The song is about, you know, the affinity that you have for a person that you see going through something. And you want to, you know, basically help them out of that situation. You know, you could take the song a couple of different ways. The way it's written like, you know, from me to a woman. You know, but you can take it in a couple of different ways. But it's definitely, you know, it's a love song. And it's about, you know, really trying to help somebody see their own worth. You know, because it's a lot. Sometimes you have women in relationships with men and these men don't deserve these women, and the woman won't even know that the man ain't worth her time and her energy, you know. But sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, so you know. So it's really just about, you know, trying to, you know, encourage somebody to see the worth in themselves, but also see the worth in me.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, here we go with Brother Sham Lewis, All About You.
I can see your heart's used to breaking. You don't have to worry about a thing, 'cause I see where you coming from, what you're thinking. He hurt you, now you're scared of all the pain. But on the inside, your heart tells you so, that the flip side is the wrong way to go. 'Cause you've been there before. Do the right thing, just go with the flow, 'cause you already know. Whenever you need a little loving, I got it. It's whatever you want.
It's whatever you want.
The sooner you leave, the sooner I can relieve them.
I think you get the point.
I think you get the point.
It's all about you, baby.
Oh,
it's all about you, baby.
It's all about you, baby.
I know you're not used to the way that I am, but I'm not gonna change. I wanna be the real definition of a man, if you'll allow me to leave. Follow your first mind, it'll show you the way. I'm honest and yes, girl, I mean what I say. I tell you that your time won't be going to waste. I'll even help you pack up your suitcase.
Whenever if you, want you to need a little loving, I got it.
Whatever you want.
The sooner you leave, the sooner I can believe
you.
You get the point.
About you, baby.
It's all about you, baby.
It's all about you, baby. I know that he ain't making love like we be making love. Tell me what you wanna do. I don't know what you're thinking of. What you have is really love. We wouldn't do them things to you. I know it gets hard sometimes. Nobody said love would be easy, but girl, when you cry every night, then maybe you should be leaving.
Whenever you need a little loving, I got it. Whatever you want. The sooner you leave, the sooner I can relieve.
The sooner you
get the point.
One thing to say about that song. I just have one thing to say. R. Kelly better go find him another job. That song is off the chain. And you know, I'm going to tell you, the first time I heard Sham sing was really on a hook on Brother DeJuan's song. And I was literally just teasing with him to come on and give us some freestyle, because he wasn't really on the show. And I tell you, Brother Sham actually had me in tears, just singing a cappella, just singing. And your voice is so rich. It's refreshing, but the content of your music is indescribable at this point. Maybe I'll find a word for it soon. And it's artists like you and Sister Monty, all of you, who, you know, it's my prayer, you know, inshallah, give me the strength to just push y'all out there, because this is the kind of music that our people need to be listening to. So I know I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. That's because I love to hear him talk, and I'm trying to mimic his voice, so I make him talk as much as I want to. Brother DeJuan, that is your brother. So,
right.
But when you hear your brother singing like that, and I know you've been around him, what do you think? What did you think about that song?
That's actually my favorite song by the brother. You know, I tell him all the time, whenever somebody want to hear some music from the brother, that's the first song I play. You know, I sing that song to my girlfriend all the time. You know, I just, you know, I think that's how I got my girlfriend. I was singing that to her, and she just fell in love.
Oh, man, okay. Okay. And Sister Money, what do you think about that song?
I mean, nowadays we already know the music industry doesn't seem to respect talent. And like that other brother said, that he's too hard for the radio. I think that music is just too hard for the radio. I mean, it's amazing. Anyone who would hear this would be so, I mean, it's perfect, pure perfection. I think I'm going to have to get everybody's stuff that's on this panel. So I look forward to seeing their information on the page, because I want to buy everybody's music right now. So, I'm going to start a whole new music collection of real artists. This is amazing. I was totally blessed. It just had me. Every second it had me. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Wow,
yes.
You.
All right, and Brother Glenn, what did you think about that song?
What? I could be honest. I want to be a part of that song. I want to be associated with that song. That was a beautiful song. But I'm going to tell you, Brother Sam, you have a familiar spirit to you. I got a cousin, Mark. And through him, he helped develop my form and structure and love for music when I was 16, when I really got into it. And you remind me of my cousin, or that brother, so much. And I could just see that I could see him in you. And he's a very talented brother. And, yeah, that song was deep. The flow, the rhythm, just the music, everything was on point. Everything was on point, brother. I enjoyed it. I really did.
And Brother Lamont, I know you're going to say it was good, but you're going to have to add something else to it. Give me another.
I mean, it's just the voice. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. It's just something I definitely would want to have in my car right now listening to. I mean, if I had
yeah,
my significant other riding with me, I'm gonna pop him in. That's all. I don't have to say much, because he say everything that need to be said. He got all the right words with the voice, the right beat. I mean, it's perfect, you know. And I definitely would like to be collaborating with my brother, though. That's one thing I do know. I didn't know, man.
Well,
I mean,
so you mean to tell me that if I take these words and flip them around and make it a God song, I'll get me a husband just by playing this? I'm finna dub this right now. Okay. If that's all it takes. Brother Kareem, one of our genuine, our OG vocalists, what you think about Brother Sham's song All About You?
Oh, well, I'm already planning my cover of it, you know, when he, after it gets real popular.
Okay. All right. Listen, we wind it down, but we are not going to leave here tonight before we hear another song from Brother DeJuan. Brother DeJuan, this is the song you said you're pushing right now, Born in a Lie. Now, I don't know why your titles. You know, you're scaring me now, brother. What is this? Am I born in a lie? What are you saying? We're not really black? What are you saying?
Well, you know, it's a war going on spookism right now, and you know, I just took the front line and put it to a beat and things like that, and just put my expression through it. You know what I'm saying? When you first come, I wrote that song during a time where I was going through a, you know, when you first come into the teachers or whatever, it's like a battle with yourself from your old self into the person that you're transitioning into, and you go through some little stressful periods of times and whatnot. You know, it wouldn't have been right to not express myself in that type of manner. So I took it, so I went on ahead and did it and made a song about it, and you know, I called it Born and Alive, so you can catch the drift of my my thought process during that period of time, you know.
Yes, sir. And I'm gonna play this here from sister to sister, Sister Imani. You hear Brother DeJuan's voice?
Yes. Yes.
He got some swag, don't he, sister?
It's beautiful flow. It just, I mean, it just the flow of it, like you said, the swag. It really
yeah.
captures you. You can't forget. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get everybody's stuff.
Well, you might get his music, but I'm gonna learn how to talk like that. I'm gonna learn how to talk like that.
I'm
going to
download
the show.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, I have a very heavy voice because I have a 9-octave range, but my range starts from the bottom. And I told Brother DeJuan today, I can sing like I'm getting it down. Am I getting
it
down, Brother DeJuan? What you think?
I don't know. I got to hear it again. Let us hear it.
Go on, let us hear it. Let me hear it again.
You close.
Wow.
All right.
Like, yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. All right, Born and Alive, my brother DeJuan.
Turn me up, that's right, that's fame. Sane in the membrane, FOI for the same reason that my uncle's gang bang. Real with it, don't roll the dice, just deal with it. County food in high school, still on the meal ticket. Took my first look inside, started searching for purpose. Despite the bloodline, I was cursed with. I'm trying to break the curse. Every word and every verse, the truth is painful. I'm trying to bring pain in every verse. I was thirsty for knowledge and I had to quench my thirst. On the ocean of holy water, swag, surf, crossover like AI. Still no answer in the body of believers. Feeling like cancer. I know somebody gotta feel me, but if not, at least I died knowing that I gave a real me. Life's a marathon and everybody's racing, so who you gonna race with? Black magic, life is a witch, homie. You can't get rich with no rituals. You better off me and the rapper that ain't lyrical. They call it the game of life. I take it serious. Bobby Knight, I'm on trial and only God can judge me. In the confession booth, it's a testimony of to a beat. 66.6% righteous, the other 33.3 I'm trying to fight with. Wins, losses, gains, sacrifices. Trying to follow Christ while in the midst of a crisis. I'm in denial of denying myself. Hide and seek with the light, trying to find myself. And Lord knows Islam gave me the truth, but I reason with falsehood, making any type of excuse. These hard times got me losing my religion. Idle mind, Satan fooling with my intuition. Is it a right or wrong, or is it all superstition? I don't know, the mission is to manifest my vision. I'm losing my religion, I ain't rapping, I'm repenting. God is my witness, I am the realest. Life's a marathon and everybody's racing. So who you gonna race with? Good question. Burnside.
Wow, Brother DeJuan, you did it again. You always doing it. You bring it, boy. You bring it. You bring the truth, and you bring the instrumental, and you bring just, I don't even know what to say. It's just truth. It's just power. It's just, you know, blackness, and it's beautiful. And I am just such a fan of yours, and I really, really adore you. I adore your music. I adore what you're doing. I adore you for standing on your square, representing no matter what. Brother, you are absolutely awesome. You are absolutely awesome. And I will take the time to go around the table again to ask everybody what they think. But you can go to Young Gifted and Black on Facebook, and y'all can love on each other and compliment one another, whatever y'all want to do, because now it is time for the freestyle. So, Brother Lamont, you've been tucked back there all quiet and things. And come on, Brother Lamont, bust us one freestyle. What you got?
Oh, man, how long I got?
Well, you don't have all night, sugar. Come on, give me about 45 seconds,
man,
or something.
Let's see. Look, it's still like 9-5 at the Marcellia. On my boombox blasting in the park with villains. My tape was purple, went hoarse to get the wording right. Her verbal intercourse, I thought that that was virgin sight. That's that flame that lit that torch, and I was urged to write. The type of cuss that went deep like a surgeon's knife. I know my stress on account of what I let you bless. Pray God I land on the mount where I can ever rest. My state of mind elevated like the Himalayas. Asiatic black man in the hills of Asia, where the birds sing praises in Himalayas. When my words ring, you see the children get elated. Let this be heard in learning classrooms as entertainment. Let them rehearse my rap tunes until they're educated. And never mind my birthplace, know that I'm a native. Anywhere on the earth, I pace in my Asics. I break dance on break beats like it's a pavement. They vague chance won't break free like it's enslavement. And house niggas want a slave token, but they the ones that put hip-hop in his grave clothing. For the price of a nice ride and chains glowing, but I'ma put them on ice and leave them stage frozen. My favorite classical is Beethoven, composing masterful peak phrases to trade slogans. No sabbatical for flowing, I stay in motion. Crossing over bay waters where the gate's golden. Hoping to find some bluer streams and grass is greener. It's just symbolic to newer dreams and our bags of reefer. The new quotes that I herald got my tears swelling. Got me singing on the blue note like Harold Melvin. I kick rhymes over beats, it's my soul dojo. A Mike Fiend that can't kick because I'm so dope, though.
Wow.
You sure are.
Wow.
You sure are, because that was dope. Whatever dope is. That was hot. That was hot. I like that. Okay. Let me see. Any, many, many more. Come on, Brother DeJuan. Bless us one.
I ain't gonna lie, really, I'm just a bum, using this rapping as an excuse to panhandle funds. Maybe I'm dreaming, but at least it's not a nightmare. The war is with yourself, and you know you don't fight fair. I'm light years ahead of the game. Kiss my ass while you behind. I think I am, so I am. They say it's all in your mind. My real life was boring, so I was brainstorming, balling, but ain't scoring. Focused on making fortunes. Lord, when will I ball? Is it before the world end? Everything happens for a thought. I think I deserve it then. Life's a bitch. I want to fuck you, my perverted then. Love is pain, I think I love her, so I'm a hurt her then. I'm just trying to get my piece of the pie that aligns me with the stars in the sky. Every thought has an energy, which makes the philosophy possibly the reason you able to make your dreams come true. And the main obstacle in life, surviving. And I'm going to make sure that you can hear me like Verizon. I used to put in work, but now I'm just hiring. Keep them devils at the arm's distance, Heisman. You look for handouts, claiming your net worth. I took a different route. I use my net worth. It's the garbage man, and other rappers just garbage. Plus they lying in their raps. Kind artists. Make me sick just to mingle with these brothers. Give me double the cash, I write singles for these brothers. The top on the card dropped, I'm on top, it won't drop like I'm afraid of heights. Looking down on city lights, can't wait till I get big. Like a skinny brother with a complex, I take this rapping serious like TSA take bomb threats. I ain't from outer space, nah. I'm still a star though, I wrote a love letter. She wrote me back the card note. She wants a businessman, she wants to be my company. It's lonely at the top, so she can be my company. I'm underrated. You underpaid and slow money gets left behind like you flunked a grade. Money bars, my notepads is money on my books. My mixtapes is bait just to get you hooked. So nobody buying your album on iTunes because everybody bumping Black Jaguar. iTunes.
You better preach, boy. You better teach. I love it. All right. Now, Sister Imani. No, wait. I'm going to wait. Brother Sham, because I know he got to go to work. Brother Sham?
I do. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Come on, give me a little time before you go.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, if I could do, I just do what I did last week because I ain't really even got time to think about it. But so this one is this old song, another old song, Virtuous Woman. Hopefully you kind of enjoy it. All right. Oh Lord, I beg before I pray. While she buried in your word, Lord, I'm just a sinning away. Oh, Lord, I put it upon this prayer that if you let me get her back, I promise I'll always be there. Oh, open your eyes and see that broken the heart of your virtuous woman. Your virtuous woman, you gotta go and find her, love her, hold her. To your virtuous woman, open your eyes and see that you've broken the heart of what could have been your virtuous woman. Go and find her and love her. Hold her tightly, cause she's your virtuous woman. That's it.
Oh my God!
Wow.
Oh, I can't stand you! I can't stand you! You always make me cry, Brother Sham. I'm gonna get you for that.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, all right. Sister Imani?
Yes. I'm going to sing a part of a song called Praise the Lord. He is my Father, my sole provider. Without his love, this world would drive me crazy. There is no other. There is no higher. He remains praiseworthy. That is why I worship his name. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise his holy name. I have the cold, so I won't go any further. That's it.
But you have a beautiful voice, and that was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Okay. All right. Y'all make me sick because y'all have me crying, but that's okay. That's how I'm going to get y'all. Okay. Brother Glenn, are you still there?
I am. All right. This song, this is for my black queens. It's dedicated to love because that's all I got. Alright. Hey, queen, can I be your rock? Wanna be your Superman? Wanna be whatever it takes if you can meet your shot? Wanna be your nonstop? Whatever makes you smile? And please don't compare me to them brothers who treated you foul. I got my mind made up, but you think I'm a dog, so you said it never works. But I promise I'm sincere, sincerely, and I'll be honest, girl. I promise I want more than what's under your skirt. What I'm looking for is then I know you're looking too. So what we should do is take a deeper look at us, and I promise I won't rush if you give me what I need. Gotta feed my soul with all your loving, baby. And I promise to give it back, won't retract. Loving forever, girl, to be attached. And if opposites attract, then we make it a perfect match. So bump what they say and tell them haters to fall flat. Wanna be your superstar, wanna be your brighter day. When the pain and pressure's too much, can I help you fly away? Wanna be your best friend, can I be that soft touch? Wanna be that brother you call when you wanna get tossed up? And I'm not just speaking, I really wanna give us a try, because I think you're so cool, queen, and I think you fly. Wanna be your main squeeze, would you be my medicine? Daily dosage of love to help me with my pain, please. Can you help this pain ease? Wanna be your one time, it's a cold world and I'm truly needing your sunshine. Could you be my place to go when the devil trying to take control and make me fold? Could you please, baby, embrace my soul? Wanna be your number one, wanna do my best to lay back, get chill, cause your man cooking you breakfast. Wanna be your Mr. Right, you could be my missus, hugs and kisses, 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 mwah. But you're so suspicious, all this Facebook drama. Guess I'ma have to stop liking them up the pictures written in the scripture that I was born to weather storm. I'm heavily on with this love, and this love is gonna get you.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Wow, you know what? Okay, we are out of time, and this is really too bad, because, wow, I thank all of you. I thank Allah for all of you. I hope that Allah will continue to bless you and all of your efforts and your endeavors. Please, 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 please continue to do what you're doing. You know I got to have all of you back at some time, or either all back together. It don't matter to me. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself tonight. I love you all. Know the Nation Builder Network is here to support you. Please, if you have time, those of you in the chat room, please leave a comment at the bottom of the page telling us how you enjoyed this program. I look forward to seeing your comments in Young Gifted and Black when you all get time. Oh, man, this has been a remarkable night. Thank you, Brother Kareem, for being my sidekick. And we will get Brother Kareem to sing, but I think it's going to cut out. Brother Kareem, you going to blow us one right quick until it cuts off?
I'm right here, and it's going to be real quick. I'm going to do a little more. Well, you know, I'm going to try because I am a little tired. But going back, like I say, back into the funk, it goes a little something like this. We are children of production, produced in conjunction with the urgency of Master Farad Muhammad. In his wisdom, he found notion, the shortcomings of your condition. So we, the FY and the MGT, were designed. We're gonna blow the cobweb out your mind. And that's all I got right now.
Oh, praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, all right. Brother Dewan, Brother Sham, Brother Lamont, Sister Imani, Brother Glenn, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And
praise,
please join
Allah.
Us again.
Thank you.
May Allah bless you
all.
Yes, ma'am. One nation, one love. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum
as-salam.
Yeah.